Man, the Philadelphia Eagles are a content machine. Thank you, everyone, for coming aboard. We appreciate you stepping in here as you do each and every single Monday through Friday with all the places that you could go. We appreciate that you choose us each and every single Monday through Friday. Please hit the like button. Super chats, as I always say, go to the top. And where to begin? Let's see. Yes, I want to do this, and I want to go down this lane, and I want to do something we kind of hit on yesterday a little bit. And you know what that is? Let's take a look so far at the Philadelphia Eagles offseason. Here, we'll get into Landon Dickerson. We'll get into Jahad Campbell's injury. The guy's hurt. He's out the entire camp. And this is the same injury from a year ago? Oh, right. So you're concerned about Jalen Carter's shoulders, but you're not concerned about Jahad Campbell's. Okay. So he was drafted with those issues too. All right. But we're going to get into it. So I wrote down every single thing that you've done since that ass beating that the 49ers gave you. Okay? And you tell me how it's going for Howie Roseman. And I want to know how you think Howie Roseman has handled so far the offseason. Okay? All I'm going to do is read what you did. I'm not going to put an opinion on it. I'm not. And what you've done and moving forward on where you go. Okay? So this has been since you got beat by the Niners in the division, in the wild card. Okay? You fired your offensive coordinator. You pushed Jeff Stoutland out the door. You hired an inexperienced offensive coaching staff. These are things that are real, not opinion. You extended Jordan Davis. You lose three starters on defense. You sign Tariq Woolen, a problem player. Good, but a problem player. I don't have a problem with the sign. Landon Dickerson restructures his contract because he's done in 2 years. And now Jahad Campbell is injured. Cheers to you and Xander. As well, my friend, do you really think AJ will be moved? Because I don't believe since under the contract. Did you see Eskin and Angelo video? We need a battle royale, sales. Eskin and Angelo, how you doing? Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate the super. So, how do you think Howie's done? And the organization has done so far. Here we are on March 12th. And this is the first week of free agency. How have they done? A B? This guy's not listening. You lose to the Niners. You fired an OC. You push Jeff Stoutland out the door. Get this. Drama. Bro, this is what you've done. You lost in the wild card game. You fired an offensive coordinator. You pushed Jeff Stoutland out the door. You hired an inexperienced offensive coaching staff. You extended Jordan Davis. You lose three starters on defense. You signed Woolen. Campbell will miss the entire offseason And Dickerson redid his deal because he's done in 2 years. Okay. Yeah, I guess. How do you think this offseason has begun? What did I see here? Let's see here. What did I say? What did somebody say? He's not done. They're probably smart moves. You think firing Jeff Stoutland is a smart move? Okay. What does that have to do with anything I just fucking said? Eagles free agent punter, Brandon Mann. 4 year, $14 million extension. Congratulations. No, you're right. You pushed him out the door. Congratulations. $7 million. Just signed Brandon Mann. 4 years, $14 million, $7 million. One of the true bright spots of your football team a year ago was your punter. Your one offensive guy who performed well was your punter. Like the Cowboys. Come on, Dan. You know I love the show, but you're criticizing the cake before it's even cooked. Okay, Wayne, what's the next move? What's the next move? You didn't make a move last offseason. And the only time you made a move was like week 10. Week 10 last year, you made a move. Week 10. Hey, what's the next move, dude? Let's take a look at this. Here. So here's where you are. Goddard? All things considered, since blowtorching the number one defense, he has underachieved because everything was predicted on the offense would severely succeeded. If not for Fangio, we would have stunk. Correct. Sometimes, Sills, when you have contracts coming up, you can't make drastic moves. Hey, Martin, this is 2 years now. This is not 4 months. Or this is not 3 months since January. This is going on 2 years. This is 2 years. You're now going on your second offseason. And you're in the same position you were at edge as you were last year this time. I mean, come on, dude. What the fuck are you talking about? I can't sign everybody. Okay, fair enough. You're going into another season with the same bullshit then. This shit happens when you paid out all the biggest and highest paid offense. Still, sometimes it takes more than one season. Oh, I know. This is the stuff I was trying to tell you guys, Brandon, last year. But guys like Martin didn't want to hear it. Okay? See this guy? Still in position to win a third straight. Funny, the team that was the best team in the division last year, in division, were the Cowboys. The Cowboys were the best team in the division last year. Yeah, you won the division for sure. Not winning all the games in the division. The Cowboys were the best team in the division. You can't fucking keep everyone, Sills. You're damn retarded. Hey, Marshall, you're going on your second year making that same bullshit excuse. You tell me about excuses. You're going into your second bullshit offseason. So you think, hey, Marsh, You think signing two guys and losing eight guys, that's how business is done? Sills, didn't you once say it's not sustainable paying one side of the ball being too heavy? Yeah. They don't have a balanced salary cap. They don't have a balanced salary cap. Yeah, that football team had a better in-division record than you did. They won more games inside the NFC East. Yeah, they had a better year in the East than you did. By the way, can't move scoreboard, dude. Yes, because since 2023, we made our offense the highest paid in the league. We got a Super Bowl out of it. This is the price. That's not a bad attitude to look at it like that. Okay? Teams with great edges have good players everywhere else. You don't have, bro, your defense was not very good last year because your edge rushing room was not very good. And you couldn't set the edges, and teams like Chicago were fucking running you over. Shit, the Chargers ran you over. I come in and he's still slobbing on the Cowboys and slamming the Eagles. No, I asked you a question. He thinks this is slamming on the Eagles. Me asking you how your offseason's gone. You lost to the Niners in the playoff game. You fired Kevin Petullo. You kicked Jeff Stoutland out the door. You hired an inexperienced offensive coaching staff. You extended Jordan Davis. You lost three starters on defense. You signed Woolen. Campbell's lost for the entire offseason. And what? Bagging on the Eagles? I'm not bagging on them. I'm telling you what you've done so far. Really, that bugs you to hear the truth? Bro, I didn't even put an opinion on that. I just read that off and you took it that way. So I know already I'm fucking doing the right thing. I mean, dude, I asked the question. And everybody goes like this. You're bagging on, wait, by asking a question? You're a closet fucking cat. Put something up there that matters, not bullshit. Consider the situation, the cap circumstances. AJ forcing out O-line injuries. How he's doing a good job. Really? You lost the edge guy. You had no game plan after that. After you lost Jalen Phillips, you had no game plan. Zero. What's your game plan? Hoping that you can land Grenard? And you have to outbid the guy and you're going to lose what? Another draft pick? That'll be two draft picks because you can't draft an edge to save your life. So let me get this right. If you trade for Grenard and you have to give a 2 and a 3 or something like that up, that'll mean in the last 2 years, you gave up a high quality pick because you can't fucking draft an edge rusher, right? Yes or no? And you missed on Nolan Smith. Is that fair? That you would have given up, let's just say it's 3. 2 3s. You lose Phillips, and you missed on Nolan Smith. That's not what I asked you, Daz. Daz, if you trade for Grenard, that means this. You can't draft an edge to save your life. Yes or no? Yes or no? Well, Preston, you lost the 3rd-round pick that you sent to Miami? No. Really? Who have you drafted in the last 5 years, 6 years, that's going to be an all-pro edge? Name me one. I'm trading for Josh Sweat. His contract is bad. His contract is actually phenomenal, but I got what you're saying. Name me one. Jalix Hunt. Maybe. Maybe. Dude, I'm talking about a good football player. I'm not talking about an all-pro. I'm talking about a decent guy. Who have we drafted in the first three rounds? Nolan Smith, that's it. Okay? And you missed. Why would the Eagles need an all-pro? I didn't say all-pro edge. I said a decent edge. Hey, David, Jalen Phillips never made a Pro Bowl. He's never made a Pro Bowl. Who was the last impact edge we drafted? Brandon Graham. She says, how much cap did we just free up with the Dickerson contract adjustment today? Also, do we think we trade for Max or re-sign Goddard with this? Listen, all I know is this. Xander, what was the number that we saved up on? I didn't see that. The number we saved on Dickerson's restructuring. I'll get to that in a minute here. Re-signing Goddard? Yeah, you're probably going to get that done Friday or maybe even today. Okay. Josh Sweat, Jonathan Grenard. Yeah, okay. But you're going to have to give up another asset. $3 million. Okay. Created $3 million of cap space. We know how to draft. Davis Carter. I didn't say that, dude. You can't draft an edge to save your life. Bryce Huff, Hassan Reddick, Jalen Phillips. These are all in the last 5 years. Use your brains. I mean, that's what's going on here. Can't save it. I don't know what else to tell you guys. You're still polarizing shrimp. Not what that means, but okay. We got almost a mil back from that bullshit Jair Alexander trade with the Ravens. Bro, you need players, not money. Hey, Sills, you said yourself you were not giving Phillips $30 million. So that's my – wait a minute. I never said I was giving him that money. But surely you had a contingency plan. What was the contingency plan? I think the Eagles got caught with their pants down on this Phillips deal. I think because they thought they had a relationship going with Drew Rosenhaus. I told you without a doubt, you weren't signing that guy. I was consistent on that. I said, you're never signing that guy. How he's not going to go north to 27.5? And when they went north, they didn't go north to 27.5, and they didn't put the fourth year on. Rosenhaus was never going to do that deal. The Eagles wanted to give him 27.5 on a three-year contract. They wanted a four-year deal, and they wanted 30, and they got it. That's exactly what Robert Bailey told me. You were stuck at 3 years and 27.5. You thought you were going to get it done. Rosenhaus said, I'll get back with you. Carolina came in that Saturday and said, here's 4 years at 30 a year with the guarantees. Howie was like, what? And that's why they got into the Trey Hendrickson deal late, because they knew they had missed the boat on Phillips this past Saturday. That's how the whole Trey, that's why they got in late and too late in the Trey Hendrickson deal. Because they realized on Saturday that they were out in the Phillips deal. And then when that Monday came, they were caught with their pants down. He didn't have a deal. He thought he did. Rosenhaus informed them Saturday afternoon, we're taking the Carolina deal. We got another deal on the table. He didn't say the team to Howie. He said, we got another deal on the table for 4 years at 30. Howie didn't believe it. When 9 o'clock Eastern hit on Monday, they signed with Carolina. Howie was caught with his pants down. That's the story. And that's how it was explained to me. Friday of last week, Howie thought he had a deal. 3 years, 27.5. Carolina Dan Morgan came in, who I know very well and personally, came in and gave them 4 years, 30 annually, and more in guarantees. Howie was informed on Saturday afternoon, hey, we got another team with 30 per annual and 4 years. Howie went, no way. I don't believe it. Called her bluff. He got fucking he got dish-ragged on Monday at 9 a.m. Jalen Phillips signs with Carolina. Holy shit. They got into the Trey Hendrickson deal. That's why Hendrickson's deal didn't get done Monday. Because Hendrickson was negotiating with the Eagles, the Colts, and the Ravens. Because of that whole Max Crosby bullshit. That's exactly how that played out. That's exactly how it went. That's why he didn't have a game plan after that. Okay? What do you mean the chances I'm wrong? That's how it fucking played out. I'm telling you about something that's happened. Oh, I'm storytelling. That's what happened. How is that storytelling? That's exactly what happened. You're calling bullshit, really? Bro, like I said, I spoke to Robert Bailey and Drew Rosenhaus. I've known those people 40 fucking years. 40 years. You want to hear? You think it's a story because your GM got fucking taken to the woodshed. Oh, yeah, I'm full of shit. Well, how about this, Junior? That's what happened. That's what happened. End of story. No game plan. Hey, full of shit? Well, guess what? You're in the same place you were a year ago at Edge. Same place. Good night, kid. Full of shit? That's what happened. How about this, Pops? Even if it didn't happen that way, you're out. Again, like I said, I'm not talking about the 30. I'm talking about what was your plan B? You had none. Seals, I find it funny how Roseman likes to penny pinch on defense, but has no problem spending almost $300 million on the offense, which are completely underachieves, too. Hey, look at us. Wrong. The game plan was not to overpay. Okay. The game plan is, what's the second plan? None. Hoping you can go and spend another third rounder for another edge that you can't draft. By the way, once again, like I said, that's not an opinion. You can't draft an edge. Big Sales, would Eagles get edge rushers from the Vikings? Maybe. You're going to have to give up another high pick, either a 2 or 3. Sills is big man. Mad? No, I'm not mad. Be quiet. Don't be shocked when he goes and gets Bailey. Who's Bailey? My wife's right. Arguing with dumbasses? She's right. My wife knows Drew Rosenhaus. She's put him on the program a thousand times. You're right, Kim. How the fuck would they know? How would they know? Who's Bailey, Daz? You mean the kid in college? Hey, I hope he's good too. But like I said about draft picks, I don't know. I never say you had a good day. I don't know. I comment when you address needs. Did you address needs? Because get this. Hey, you know my wife said, why are you fucking arguing with these people that don't know that you know all these folks? They know you know all these guys. Josh Sweat wants back with the Eagles, I heard. That'd be great. Sills, is New England still in play? Yes. Yes. We already have two undersigned edge rushers with Smith and Hunt. Smith is not a good player. I'll take that back. Smith is not a 17-game player in this league. Hunt is still developing. Hunt benefited from having an experienced edge on the other side. By the way, I'm not talking about having an all-pro edge. I'm talking about having a decent edge. That's not what I'm talking about. I didn't say you had to sign an all-pro. Explain the Eagles wanting to extend Brandon Mann but not pay Reed $8 million. Punter is definitely interchangeable. I think punters, if you have a good one, their field – look, if you have a great punter or you have a great place kicker, that's way more valuable to me than Reed. It's a field position. The punter, if you have a good one, he changes field position and helps your defense. I don't mind the money. If you have a great punter, you help your defense. If you have a great field goal kicker, it helps your offense. Like the guy in Dallas is a gold mine. I only have to get to the 40-yard line before I'm in field goal range and scoring range. Dude, that's a weapon. And if I'm like not playing very well on offense and I have a punter and I can kick me out of field position, out of bad field position, and pin you in bad field position on the other side, that's a weapon. I'm good with that. Bro, when you have a punter, when you have a punter, he could change field position on you and help your defense. Hey, Sills, who would win in a fight, me or you? I heard that you're 4'3 and you need to stand on a Tokyo phone book, so I'm going to take Big Sills. Ray Guy made a difference, absolutely. Okay? So get this. Anytime March hears the word Dallas Cowboys, this guy's panties get up there tight. That kicker that the Cowboys have is an absolute weapon. When your offense, he doesn't like this. When that offense only has to go to their 40-yard line and they're in field goal range and that guy puts it through the uprights from 68 or 70 yards out, you don't think that's a weapon. Of course you don't. And by the way, Marsh, I don't give a shit about any NFL team. So it's always with the truth. Some just can't take it. Of course they can't. Hey, you know how you make people upset? Tell them the truth. It's totally the truth. Just tell them the truth. I haven't even got to my topics yet. I haven't even got there yet. Hey, you want to know what controversial radio is? Or controversial broadcasting? Tell people the truth. Get the little panties in a bind. Look at Marshall. Their 40-yard line? Okay. Their 45-yard line. There you go, Real. They're 45. Holy shit. One of those internet educators, right? Hey, you misspelled this or you don't have the math. Hey, guy. Hey, you know what? Fuck it. Who cares? I don't care.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Do you know what I mean? And if you don't, not here for you. Shields, why would Howie overpay for an edge? I didn't say overpay. I said, what's your plan? You get it, brother. We're good. Okay? So what's your honest opinion with Cam? I'm going to get to that. It's actually a great take right there. I'm going to write that down. Hang on here. Seals, what makes you think Howie won't improve the edge room? He didn't last year until he got halfway through the season. Did he not? Bro, stop scribbling on paper. We know it's nothing. No, when somebody brings up a good point, I write it down, douchebag. This is why Campbell fell in the draft. Hold on, we're going to get there in a minute. He still did something eventually. Yeah. Week 10 of the season. Seals, always keeping it a buck. Appreciate you. And Xander for a great year of content. Gabe, I love you, man. Okay? Do. By the way, I love how you guys get it. Just want you to know. I love doing sports, okay? Hey, it's nothing personal. If 27.5 was the number, everybody else costs more. We should have likes to bring in. Listen, you should have had a game. My question is, what was the game plan? Hoping? People trying to direct Dan's show. Isn't that wild, Wayne? That'll never happen. Yes, I was telling Xander prior to the show. You're damn right. This guy reminds me how smart I am. I mean, that guy reminds me how brilliant I am. The sooner you listen to Sills, the sooner you'll understand why certain positions are underachieving in a season. DFW, you are becoming more and more and more and more and more and more. Okay, one of my favorite guys. Oh, wait, Marshall hate that because you're a Cowboy fan. And then I'm a Cowboy fan. We all love Reyes, do you? You love guys that are completely just stupid like that? All right. Seals, do you think Hunt isn't the guy? No. Nope. I want to see him do it week in and week out. That's all I'm saying. Okay? DF is an idiot. Nobody loves Reyes. You kidding me, man? I made Reyes a star. I want to see Woolen play like a freak, not act like one. Yes, that would be the contingency. Well, it takes years to be good, and it takes years to be this good. Well, it's taken him years to be this good. All right. Would you trade Nolan Smith for Sweat? If I were the Cardinals, why would I want that? Nolan Smith's a better ball player. And what's his dick's not there any longer.